Hey, Shalom Aleichem, Morev Rabotai, Yedidai v'Chaverai. I just want to make a couple of points regarding the Taz that we have been discussing. If you remember the Ramot Paskins, that in a case of Pekuach Nefesh, so the Minhag Zakti Ramot is in Sif Yud Beis, Rama tells you, in the case of Pekuach Nefesh, we do it al yidei goyim, azoy state in Rama. And right, the Rama's motion is, im ef shalasos b'lo dichoy b'lo ichor yidei shinoy, you do it al yidei shinoy, im ef shalasos al yidei akum, b'lo ichor klau, osim al yidei akum, b'chein nohagen. And that's the minhag. But if there's a concern that the goy be lazy, saying you don't do it al yidei akum, the Taz disagrees, and the Taz says that we are mechal Shabbos al yidei Jews, even if there are goyim who are present, ready, willing, able. Right? The Taz says we do it al yidei Jews, and the Taz's reasons that is because of Shema you'll be machshilon la'asad lavoi, that maybe next time, if they'll see that I'm mechal Shabbos al yedei ugoi this time, so next time they'll try to get a goy, and that will delay things, and that will create a problem. That's one reason that the Taz says. The Taz also quotes the other reason of that you might be misatzel. What we pointed out yesterday is that this is a machlokas tosis and the rush, whether the concern is that you might be misatzel, or whether the concern is something along the lines of doma machshilon la'asad lavo. There is a part of the Taz which we glossed over yesterday that I think is worthy of a little more focus today. The Taz quotes from that Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi that the Magen Avraham began with, the Yerushalmi that says that Hashoel Hareze Meguna v'Hanishal Hareze Shofech Damim, something like that. Meaning, the Trumas Hadeshin explained the Yerushalmi, meaning that the Rav is supposed to darshan to the community the importance of being Mechal Shabbos. Zuck the Taz! That's a reason why you should do an Ayyudei Jew. And not just any Jew, but a Jew with a beard. And not just any Jew with a beard, but a Jew who has a beard and wears a frack and an uphat. Right? You hear that? You hear it, Taz? Why? Because just like the Rav is supposed to darshan berabim that you're Mechal Shabbos, ein lecha drasha gedoyla than watching the Rav being Mechal Shabbos himself. That's what the Taz says. And that's another reason to do it al yidei Yisrael and not al yidei goyim. That's what the Taz.
What if I think I'm not chashev enough to violate Shabbos?
Oh, they might think I'm not chashev enough to violate Shabbos. Yes, that's a good thing. In other words, it's like the opposite idea of by Noshim
of the Ran.
What?
You're going to have the opposite problem of the Ran.
It's the opposite of the Noshim by the Ran. Exactly. Right? The Ran.
It's just going to create a bigger problem. Like, you're going to kill more people.
I don't think you'll kill more people. Adarabo. Right? A guy is going to see the rabbis being Mechal Shabbos. The guy is going to think, oh, Baruch Hashem, the rabbi was here to be Mechal Shabbos. Right, next time it happens, if there's no rabbi here, the guy's saying Nebuch, right? Just like I have to pass in the Shiloh sometimes, Nebuch, like, you know, the Rabbonim and the Yeshiva aren't present, so guys come to me to ask me a Shiloh. So Nebuch, I'm the one who has to be Mechal Shabbos, but I'm not going to not be Mechal Shabbos. As opposed to the Ran's Cheshbon within Noshim, that the concern is that the women are going to think, oh, they're just dumping it on me, and they might not be Mechal Shabbos when they are supposed to be. I think it's a totally different, I think it's the opposite, like you said, but I think it's not dangerous in the Taz's way. You seem to disagree with me, Fink, but you're wrong. That's fine. Let's go on. That, that's, yeah, it's not just you. I'm an equal opportunity dismisser of people's opinions. Now, so that's what the Taz says. Now, we pointed out that a number of the Svarim note that the Taz has two reasons. According to one reason, the Dilma Mashil and the Atzer Lavai, so the Taz makes a cheshbon about making an announcement. And if I make an announcement and I say I only did it ayidei the goy this time because the goy was present, there'd be no delay, etc., that's okay. But the other reason that the Taz mentions of maybe you'll be misatzel, so that reason, mecha'ora, the announcement does not help. The Mishnah Pura only quotes the reason of being misatzel. Now, according to the reason of being misatzel, if the Jew is there, and the Jew is like, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, or say the Jew is like, do it, quick, 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 machshinel, machshinel, so there's no concern, Dilma misatzel. And everyone raises the question, how can the Mishnah Brura skips the first reason of the Taz? Jake.
Yeah, on the announcement issue, I had a question. Do we, never else in Halacha have I seen this idea of you can make an announcement and then you get around everything. There's never a time where it's zero there, on, like, oh, there's a zero because then we'll go to this, but you can make an announcement, yeah. Like, where's this?
Yes, that's a good question. Does this appear anywhere else in Halacha that I'm not supposed to do something, but I can say, since it's Shas HaDechak, I'm going to do it, but I'll make an announcement that I'm only doing it in this case.
Maybe because Nefesh is different, though, as you are talking about saving someone.
In other words, I'm saving somebody, and therefore, like, finish your sentence, Ellie.
So therefore, we're going to wave a gazera to save someone. Like, you're going to say,
But let's go slowly. I could save the guy on my own, right? What I'm doing is I'm doing it al yedei goy, and there's a gazera, let's say, not to do it al yedei goy, of Dilma Machshilan la'asid lavai. So what Jake is asking is, where on earth do you see such a gazera? Or where enough, excuse me, do you see that a hachraza overrides a gazera? Right, that's your question.
You have sometimes where you can do physical actions that show that you're outsmarting the gazera. Zeras tikra, for example, Rashi's opinion in Sukkah, in the first paragraph of Sukkah. Rashi has a way like you can get around zeras tikra. You have that sometimes.
Right, does everybody know? Uh-huh.
Oh, the one, oh, I know. Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur by the second Kriyas HaTorah.
Oh, right. He says, Yosemi Masha Kosov Khan. And the Gorgi man is getting out of the Isser. Right. So that's interesting, right? So we do have.
Maybe.
Right. So that's a case where there's a hachraza. I hear that. So my understanding that I suggested yesterday was that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote this idea of hachraza because he feels that hachraza won't help. Meaning, maybe, right, there's going to be someone who sees the guy being Mechal Shabbos, and he won't hear my announcement. And therefore, I have to be worried that the Hachraza does not help at all. I think that a somewhat reasonable Mahalach in the Poskim, or a reasonable Mahalach in the Mishnah Berurah. I want to say as follows, though, even more. They ask the Kasha and the Mishnah Berurah, how come the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote the concern of Dilma Machshilan La'asid Lavai? How come the Mishnah Berurah never quotes that concern? So he writes, one second. Uh, So I have a cousin. His name is Mechel Handler. My cousin Mechel Handler used to be the director of all of Hatzalah, and he wrote a book called The Madrich L'Chevrei Hatzalah. That's a book that my cousin wrote. So in the back of his sefer, he has some Be'urim, and one of the points that he makes is that maybe the reason why the Mishnah Brura omits this din of Hachraza is because you read the Taz himself. The Taz says you're not supposed to do it al yedei goy. Im timtza leima, you do it al yedei goy, make a Hachraza. So therefore, we leave this din out of making the Hachraza because he doesn't want you to do it. He doesn't want you to do it al yedei goy, and therefore he'll leave the din out. I actually think that approach is a very reasonable approach. The Mishnah Berurah feels don't do it al yedei goy because of the concern, like Tosfos says, that you might be misatzel. He argues further. My cousin Mechel Handler is a Talmud of Reb Tuvia Goldstein, who was Reb Moshe Feinstein's next door neighbor, and where Moshe had shailos, he used to. One of the dvarim shatorah niknes behem is bedibuk chaverim besichas something whatever. So he used to call Reb Tuvia Goldstein in to speak to Reb Tuvia about the shailos that came up. So Reb Tuvia Goldstein tainas. If you remember, I mentioned that in some hatzolas they have a goy who drives the ambulance. Reb Tuvia said that is absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. Because the concern of Dilma Machshilin La'asid Lavai certainly applies in that case. No? Think about it. I'm going to see a guy driving the ambulance. Are you going to know that the guy was on staff and therefore the guy was here and therefore there's no concern, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? No, you're not going to know that. Because you're not going to know that, he tines you should not do it. Now,
Rabbi, won't the staff know?
Slowly?
Won't the Hatzalah staff know?
On the Hatzalah?
We'd be concerned that the Hatzalah staff wouldn't do it when no one else is there.
Saying, maybe the Hatzalah staff might think that you have to drive all day you're going, and therefore they themselves might not go on the Hatzalah call if there's no guy. That's what you want to say. That's a more pronounced concern.
No, I was saying the only concern by Hatzalah drivers is the Hatzalah drivers themselves. Like, why would you be concerned about anyone else? It would just be the Hatzalah guys, and the Hatzalah guys know what's going on.
No, because people outside in the street see the ambulance driving, and they see a person who's not Jewish driving the ambulance, and they're going to think that you're not allowed to drive.
Why are we concerned about
drive on the Hatzalah call on Shabbos? I think that's the concern. Yeah.
Is it the Derech Mishnah Berurah not to quote halacha anymore in games?
So that is an interesting question. I don't know. I think you have to look into that question. Does the Mishnah Berurah quote things which are theoretical halacha? Imtim talayma, this happens. So I don't know.
Or just this sounds like a lot of anymore. It sounds like this is a din, but you don't tell anybody yet.
Right.
So
agreed.
What's the way does the Mishnah Berurah normally avoid teaching?
Again, I don't know enough to talk about that intelligently. Now, halacha lemaisa, the pashtus is that we are always mechalal Shabbos al yedei Jews, not al yedei goyim. Adkan. We paskin against the Ramah, like the Taz. Most classical Sfarim, the Mishnah Berurah, etc., quote the Taz. Although the Chaya Adam quotes the Ramah, not the Taz. All the Mepharshim, the Chaya Adam say, follow the Taz. We follow the Taz. We're not Mechalal Shabbos al Yedei Goyim. End of conversation. We do the Chalal Shabbos al Yedei Jews and Dafka al Yedei Talmidei Chachamim as a way of teaching the din. That seems to be the proper halacha.
This is assuming all else is equal.
What?
Assuming all else equal.
Assuming all else is equal. That's correct. Now, what about the other part of the Ramadan? Rav Masa says that you do it ayudei yeshinui. If you have a chance, you do it ayudei yeshinui. If the shinui doesn't delay stuff. The Taz never talks about shinui. The Taz is only arguing with the Ramah about ayudei akum. Ayudei shinui, he doesn't argue. The Pashtus is, again, I don't know what the Pashtus is. The idea of a shinui originates in the Sefer Arzarua, Simin Lamed Ches and Kuf Ches. In the Sefer Arzarua, he says, do it ayudei shinui. He does not say, do it ayudei akum. The simple reading of the Arzarua, I think we alluded to this yesterday, is that the Arzarua holds that doing it ayudei shinui is better than doing it ayudei akum. When the Taz presents his whole shtickle, like we said, he's not arguing about ayudei shinui. And many assume halacha l'maisa that if you can do stuff ayudei shinui, it's okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoting the Shmir Shavuos Kehilchosa as saying that you should only do stuff ayudei shinui if you make an announcement. But the pashtus is that there's no need to make an announcement at all. Right? And this is my cousin quotes from Tobia Goldstein, the same idea. The idea of making an announcement is because I'm worried about Duma Mashil and Lasid Lovai, that maybe someone won't be Mechal Shabbos in the future. Now, if I do an Ayyadei Shinoi, first of all, it's not as noticeable. Second of all, I'm doing an Ayyadei Yisrael. What's the case scenario that's going to happen? Duma Mashil and Lasid Lovai is the pshat that there's a guy who collapsed on the street, and I'm going to say, I can't be Mechal Shabbos, I have to call Slobodan to be Mechal Shabbos. So if I see that, you did it ayudei shinui. What's going to happen? A guy falls down on the street. So I'm going to say, oh, just like Ruvain pushed the defibrillator button with a shinui, with his elbow, I'll do the same thing. It doesn't delay anything. Right? So there's no real concern of domashil lasid lavo. And therefore, there's no need to make an announcement. The pashtus is that shinui is better than ayudei akum in this area of halacha. However, the Goyin, Elijah Kramer of Vilna, he died in the year 1797, was born in 1720. He was so famous that we know when he was born. Many, we don't know when they were born. The Goyin, what? It's true. Right? The Goyin writes that, that ayudei akum is the im efshar lasos ayudei akum below ichor you do it ayudei akum. The Goyin is mitzayin if you zayin about chol she'ein bo sakana. By chol she'ein bo sakana is clear in Shulchan Aruch that ayudei goy is better than ayudei shinui. So the Goyin holds that what we are saying is that you should do an ayudei goy ahead of doing an ayudei shinui. Because a goy is a better way of doing malacha, because it's a davar she'in bo maisa. And I'd rather violate a shvus she'in bo maisa than a shvus she'yesh bo maisa with a shinui. A shinui is worse than goy. The Arzarua, I think, would agree fundamentally that usually shinui is worse than goy. But in this case of the kuach nefesh, where the concern is a zaitige concern that bervos hayamim, a guy is going to think, I can't be mechal Shabbos now because last time I saw ayudei goy. So in that case alone, shinui is better. But b'chol ha'tayre kula, goyim is better than shinui. I think that is the simple understanding of Judaism. There are some who have arichus devarim about maybe shinui is better than goy. I don't think that is a proper way of interpreting this sif in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so far so good. I mentioned yesterday that I wanted to talk about the issue that Ellie brought up, in terms of the second clause in that Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says that ein oisin al yedei goy, ve ein omrim la'asos al yedei nashim. Right? So it's meduyak in the Gemara that there's a difference between, right? First of all, it's two sentences. But also it says ein eisen versus ein omrim al yidei goyim. Now, that deal of ein omrim, I think, is really what leads to this machlokas harishonim. There's also another girsa issue where some have the girsa mipnei shemitzdarfin l'das acheres, right? And others have the girsa not mipnei shemitzdarfin l'das acheres, but shema mitzdarfin l'das acheres. It seems to me that when the dust settles, there are various shitas in Rishonim here. Rashi's shita is that we do not do it al yidei noshim bovad. If a woman tells me I should be mechal al Shabbos, don't listen to her. But mipnei shemitzdar from the das acheres. Let's say you have two men, and two men are saying to be mechal al Shabbos. One man says not to be mechal al Shabbos. Whereas the other way, two men say not to be mechal al Shabbos. One man says to be mechal al Shabbos, and a woman says to be mechal al Shabbos. So mipnei shemitzdar from the das acheres. Now I have two and two. Two and two becomes a suffix, and therefore mechal shas mikhayach suffix. That's Rashi shita. The Rush quotes Rashi, and he, as the expression goes, jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels. And the Rush says that is not correct, because Rashi's assuming that if you have a two and one, two people say not to be mechal Shabbos, one says you should be mechal Shabbos, you won't listen to the one. It's not even going to be a suffix. The two will be batal, the two will be mevatal, the one. All the Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, you have one doctor who says that you should be mechal Shabbos, it's a suffix. Listen to that one doctor. You don't need the Isha to come and be mitztarif. If you look in the Rush in Simin Yud Gimel, the Rush argues on Rashi for that reason. The idea, I think, that motivates this is the Lashon of Oimrim. Oimrim means, right, what they are saying. Meaning that the issue at hand is the Isha is saying that we should be Mechal Shabbos. So then, right, the question is, do you listen to the Nashim or not? So you don't listen to the Isha on her own, but you do listen to the Isha when it is combined with someone else. That's the way Rashi learns. Now, this idea of not listening to an Isha on her own when the woman says to be Mechal Shabbos is very difficult, especially as the Ran asks, the Gemara tells me that when a woman is in parturition, right? Is that the expression? Parturition, right? So a woman is in childbirth. Who do you listen to? The Chachoma. Chachoma means the midwife. The midwife is male or female? Female. So what's the pshat? So the Ran says, well, maybe only by Yoledes do women have nemonas, because they know it better than guys. But by a regular chayla, they don't have it. Obviously, bismanenu, we're not going to say this. Women today are close to half of the graduates of medical school today are women. It's getting much closer than it was. Hashda says, we listen to women, they're as well trained as men, etc. So that's the shita of Rashi. The Ran himself quotes that Ein Oimrim Lasseis Ayidei Noshim means don't designate your Pekuach Nefesh staff to only be women. Because if you designate your Pekuach Nefesh staff to only be women, the women are going to think that they're giving us this job because we are of lesser Jewish status than anyone else. And therefore, we're the ones to be Mechal Shabbos. And they don't take us seriously. And therefore, right, they'll get upset. And maybe they won't be Mechal Shabbos because they're going to say it's really awesome. They give us the job because they don't want to get their hands dirty. They don't want to violate Yisurim. That's what the Ran quotes. One second, Yehuda. Therefore, ein oimrim ayidei nashim, but mitzdar from the das acheres. If I have a chevra hatzala and there are men and women, then it's okay, because in that case, the women won't think that they are of a lesser status and we're unloading on them. Hi, Yehuda.
I thought I remembered. Wait, there's an echo. Did you hear that? Okay. I thought I remembered learning that main reason why we don't have women violate Shabbos is because we're afraid they're not going to be careful about Shabbos in general.
Yes. In other words, why won't they be careful about Shabbos in general?
Because they think that...
They're going to think that we're unloading on them. Right? Or they will... Now, again, I think what you're suggesting is a different shot. That Neri will say, oh, if I could be Mechalo Shabbos for a Chayla, I could be Mechalo Shabbos to turn on the TV also.
Right.
That Peirush, I don't think, is in the Ran. That might be the pshat in the Rambam, who invokes the principle that is unexplainable in the world in the year 2021 of Noshim Dayit and Kalos. That might be the pshat in the Rambam. I don't think that's what the Ran means. I don't think that's what the Ran means. Now, I think those are the mainstream shittos, that they are mitzdar from the Das Acheres, in the sense if you have a Jewish male who's being Mechalal Shabbos, you could have a woman tag along. We spoke yesterday briefly about that group called Ezrat Nashim. I think that it is not appropriate to say Ezrat Nashim is forbidden because of that line in the Gemara. Certainly, Bizmanenu, the women are as well trained as men. The whole thing, I think, is...
What about the Ran's issue? How would you get around the Ran? Because there's also Hatzalah.
So, yeah.
Because
there's also men in Hatzalah.
I mean, Ezra's Nashim is a separate institute from Hatzalah.
But it's a separate institute, but they know it's part of the overall...
What about in places where there's an Ezra's Nashim but no Hatzalah?
So then it would be an issue. In Stern College.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. The second
Ezra's Nashim of my ever. Students, half of my students in Stern are Ezra's Nashim. Right?
Okay. Right.
So what I would say is... Enoch Hanami, maybe, according to that Shita. Shulchan Aruch does not quote the sheet at all. In Se'if V'Beis, right, Mechal and Shabbos, we try not to do it Ayidei Goyim Ketanim U'Nashim Ayidei Yisroel Gedolim U'Bnei Da'as, meaning, that's the Lashon HaRambam, but he doesn't say the end, the Mechal doesn't quote the end of the Rambam Da'at and Kalos, meaning, if I read the Rambam carefully and properly, I think all the Rambam is saying is that you try to do it Ayidei Gedolei Hador to teach the Halacha. And that's what the Taz quotes the Pshat in the Rambam, as opposed to the Kesef Mishnah, who says that the Lashon of Gedolim means as opposed to Ketanim, and the Lashon of Bnei Das means as opposed to Nashim. I don't think that's the Pashtus in the Rambam. I think the Taz is right over here. In Shulchan, so whether this is the Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch or not, to say the Shulchan Aruch is going against what he writes in the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah is hard.
Unless he's doing the thing where he quotes the Rambam but doesn't mean to pass in the Rambam but copies his Lashon.
That could be. Right? Especially, he doesn't quote the end of the Rambam.
Right, this would be very classical, basically. Right. Mechaber.
Yeah, I think that's fair, but then you'd have to say that Mechaber changed his mind somewhat. Or changed his Peirush. The Mechaber understood the Rambam.
But he's not passing the Rambam. He would still tell you the Rambam says this way, but he's copying the Lashon of the Rambam even though he doesn't pass it like him.
Yeah.
This isn't the first time this has happened.
Right. And it's possible that he's...
Does he say the Pasuk in the Rambam in the Beis Yosef? Does he mention that in the Peirush?
He quotes the Rambam in the Beis Yosef, but he doesn't over there say how he's Pasuking.
Right. So I can imagine him Pasuking like one of the other days.
Yeah. I think that's really legit. Let's go back there. The Pashtus in the Ramah is that the Ramah holds that Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Dechuya, not Hutra, therefore we try to avoid the Pekuach Nefesh. But the Taz says it's Hutra, right? Therefore the Ramah says avoid doing it, Al Yedei, a Jew, have a guy do it. The Taz holds Pekuach Nefesh is Hutra. That's the Pashtos. Yes, I mentioned that the Sefer Emek Bracha argues that this is not correct. The Emek Bracha says that the dimyon between Hutra and Dechuya is found in with respect to, let's say, Tuma Hutra Vitzibor not, or Dechuya Vitzibor. Everybody would say that if a makriv a carbon al yidei kaihanim tameyim, the carbon is going to be kosher. The question is, what's better? Once everyone is going to say it's kosher, so memeila, for pekuach nefesh purposes, we should say dafka to do, or we should say that even basically what's kosher b'diyeved by a carbon is mutar l'chatchila b'makom pekuach nefesh. Right? That, I think, is a reasonable approach.
The whole idea doesn't exist.
The whole idea of Hutra versus Dechuya in Hilchos Shabbos is not relevant. That we are Mechal on Shabbos, end of conversation, we do it. Now, do I try to minimize the Isser in a Mechal on Shabbos? The Pashtus is, there's no Isser! Do it! However, in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, right? We should have quoted this yesterday, maybe, but yesterday was right, not the Alter Rebbe, it was the seventh Rebbe's Yahrzeit. But in the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch, he writes that you, if you have a chance to delay the Chilul Shabbos until Motzei Shabbos, and you know for sure that the guy is not going to become more ill, then you delay it to Matzei Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch, in Se'if Yud Aleph, it says, "Achol l'shiyesh b'sakana," and on Shabbos they say that you'll have to, he needs a week of treatment. You have to be Mechal Shabbos for 8 days. So in that case, ein oimrim, that we should wait till Sunday, so you only Mechal Shabbos on one Shabbos, but you Mechal Shabbos on two Shabbosos. Says the Alter Rebbe, that case is only because I'm worried if I will delay the Chilul Shabbos, maybe he's not going to make it to day eight, or maybe he's not going to make it past day eight. But if I know for sure the guy comes into the hospital late Shabbos afternoon, a serious laceration, a real cut, you do stitches on the cut, no? Stitches is one of the malachas that we learned, the malacha of Tofer, right? If the stitches are stitches that are dissolvable, so the Pashtus is that's Tfira Shel Kayama, right? Because they're always going to remain there. If the stitches are not dissolvable and you have to cut them off, no? Then it could be Tfira She'ena Shel Kayama, depending on how long the stitches are lasting. Sometimes stitches could last more than a month. If you have like hip surgery or something, the stitches could be there for a very long time. There's an Isser D'Oraisa of giving stitches on Shabbos. But you come in with a laceration. In most cases, almost all cases, the stitches are, it's not like ut pressure, you have to do it now. You could keep pressure on the cut for an hour or two, and you'll sew the guy up after Shabbos, and it'll be perfectly fine. No? So, fire is up the Alter Rebbe. Don't do the stitches on Shabbos. Wait till after Shabbos. Now, Nish'elat HaSha'ela, the Alter Rebbe, Alain, Paskins like the Taz. This is on Se'if Yud Gimel in Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. The Alter Rebbe, Paskins like the Taz. That I do the Chilul Shabbos ayidei a Jew. L'chayra, that means Hutra in Ganson. Right? We want to say that according to everybody, it's basically Hutra. So if I do it ayidei a Jew, why should I wait until Matzei Shabbos to sew the guy up? What's the pshat? So it's not such a hard kasha. There's a difference between doing something that is otherwise forbidden, but now has license, even though the license means that now it's heter gamur, but it's something that's otherwise forbidden, as opposed to doing something that is perfectly permitted. An isser which is hutra is not as hutra as not doing anything that's usser at all. This idea comes up in Yoredeya Simin Kuf Nun Hey. If I am sick and I need to eat treif, I can eat treif, no problem. But if I have kosher food that is available, so don't eat treif. Right? That's what the Rambam says. What that means is, in an ofen that you are not doing any iser klala b'ikar, that's better than doing an iser. Eating boar's head, gentlemen, is forbidden. Right? Even though I'm eating boar's head with a hashgacha, right? Last week it was going around Twitter, right? Ham with an OU. It was a mistake. Apparently this ham company had an OU. I'm eating ham with an OU because I'm a chayla. I'm allowed to eat ham. But it's better to eat not ham than to eat ham. Similarly, that's what the Alter Rebbe is saying. Something that is never usser is better than something which is an isser with a...
It's a din between hutra and lo
ne'emra, nachon. That is... That's the pshat.
And this time, so when, now, I said, when the Alter Rebbe says it, we like it. When I said it by Bishop, but when I said it by something this year, it was like the worst idea. I forgot what it was. But...
Jake, I also forgot. And you're not the Alter Rebbe.
I'm right here.
Right? Okay. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in a tshuva, Chelek Zayin Sof Os Aleph. He writes that this is all true, that if you could avoid being Mechal Shabbos Beheter, avoid being Mechal Shabbos Beheter, and don't do anything wrong. However, this is only when there is no Tircha at all involved. But if there is some sort of Tircha, so then I don't do it. What's the case? There was a doctor in a Frum hospital, who asked Reb Shlomo Zalman, there's a chayla here. The chayla needs hot food. I'm a doctor. I have hot food. I'm working the Shabbos shift. I have my chicken soup on the blech. Am I mechayev to give the chayla my chicken soup on the blech so that you don't, right? So that you don't, what's it called? So you don't have to cook chicken soup on Shabbos. Cooking chicken soup on Shabbos is going to be heter for this guy because he's a chayla sheish b'sakana. But like the Alter Rebbe said, if you have an opportunity of doing zero iser, taking the chicken soup off the blech and giving it to the chayla to take the chicken soup off the blech, l'chayra. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, that's not true. Because it's going to be a tircha for you. If you give the chayla your chicken soup, you're not going to have chicken soup. And there's a tircha to have Shabbos on chicken soup. Therefore, he also writes that maybe it will cause a doctor to even hesitate for a moment about going on Shabbos call because he's going to know that they might eat up his chicken soup. Right? But Reb Shlomo Zalman's cheshbin is that you do not, if there's any tircha at all involved, you do not try to mitigate the iser by making it not usser at all even. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. For example, he has another case. Middle of the night, somebody needs hot water. I could heat hot water for the guy. I could also knock on my neighbor's door, wake my neighbor up, and say, Yankel, give me water from your urn. Am I mechayev to do that? So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, listen, Yanko doesn't have a mitzvah pekuach nefesh now. You do. Er shluft. Yanko is sleeping. Don't knock on his door and be matriach Yanko. The same idea. Since there is any tircha involved, You don't do it. You don't try to minimize. You don't try to forget minimize. You don't try to obviate an iser when there's any tircha involved. Bazeh miturats the following issue. Obviating an iser. The bir halacha and simin shin dalid mem. We don't say simin shin mem dalid because shmad is bad. Right? We believe Shmad is bad. We believe in Judaism. We don't believe in other religions. Right? Shmad is bad. So we say Shin Dalad Mem. In Simin Shin Dalad Mem, there's a case. If I'm walking through the desert and I don't know what day it is, so what do? I have to be Choshesh that every day is Shabbos. And I do a teeny bit of Malacha every day to keep myself alive. That's the halacha, mitzamtzeim the amount of malacha that I do. Frech the bir halacha, why am I mitzamtzeim the amount of malacha that I do? Maybe what I should do is cook a lot of food one day and use all that food the whole week. So I'll be mechalo Shabbos ein mol rather than zibin mol. So the Mishnah Berurah answers, well, if you do it one time, that's real chalo Shabbos because you're cooking more than necessary. If you do it seven times, every day you do the mitzvah, same amount, you're not a mechal Shabbos klav iker. And then the Bir Halacha writes, therefore, if you have an opportunity not to be mechal Shabbos klav iker, you're a soldier in the Tsar's army, and the Tsar tells you you have to do a melacha da'iraisa, but you could do it Erev Shabbos. You have to get the job done. You have to sew a pillow. That's what your job is. You have to do some malacha. If you could do it on Erev Shabbos, do it on Erev Shabbos. To avoid doing it on Shabbos at all. The same as the Alter Rebbe. Right? So the Alter Rebbe is talking about Motzai Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah is talking about Erev Shabbos. Based on this, there are some people who taina that when a woman knows she's about to have a baby, she should try to spend Shabbos as close to the hospital as possible. Right? So, one of my friends, Shai Schachter. Shai. So, Shai's wife delivered babies. There's a hospital near Great Neck or something. So, he asked Rav Schachter. And Rav Schachter said she should spend Shabbosos near the hospital. She should be put up by families in Great Neck, so that you could walk to the hospital on Shabbos if you go into labor, Givaldic. Reb Usher Weiss, in a tshuva in Chelik Aleph Simen Chaf Hei, in the Minchas Usher, Reb Usher writes that this din, to try to avoid Shabbos at all, try to avoid Chilul Shabbos Klal V'Ikar, the Mishnah Berurah quotes at the beginning of Shin Lamed, but the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon is Toivli Zaher. And when it says Toivli Zaher, the Magen Avraham quotes that in the ninth month you should be Mazmin HaKol of Neha Shabbos. You should prepare everything. But the Mishnah Berurah writes Min HaRa'oi to prepare everything. Zot Reb Asher, since it's only Min HaRa'oi, right, so you don't have to be Matriach yourself. According to what Reb Shlomo Zalman is saying in that Tshuva in Simen Zayin, it would seem that whenever there is any tircha involved at all, even in our case of chicken soup for the chayla, there's a tircha. How much tircha is there for you not to eat chicken soup on Shabbos? No? You still have challah, you still have chopped herring, you're Jewish, no? You have challah and herring, nitshayich, right? You're not going to starve on the herring and on the challah, but you won't have chicken soup. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, oh, that's a tircha. And we never say that you should obviate Chilul Shabbos when it involves any tircha klal v'ikar. Therefore, since there is some tircha involved in spending a Shabbos with a family that you don't know, right, in accommodations that you're not as comfortable in as you are in your own home, so therefore, you should not go. Reb Usher Weiss is very stark. You should not go and spend the Shabbos there because he says it's only min haro'i in the Mishnah Berurah. I would say, even according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, you should not try to spend the Shabbos there because there is some tircha involved. And whenever there's any tircha involved, don't do it. Okay, Chevra, any questions or comments, observations? So, halacha l'mais, okay, let's just chazer. We are Mechal Shabbos Ayyidei Yidin, Na Ayyidei Goyim, the Taz. But also, we try, if you can obviate Chalal Shabbos, if it's Lay Ne'emra rather than Hutra, do the Lay Ne'emra. Do it on Matzah Shabbos or Erev Shabbos rather than, right, on Shabbos itself, assuming that there is no potential problem that comes up. Okay, gentlemen, questions, comments? Apparently not. Have a great day. You should pray.
Rebbe, is it true that Rebbe Shachter, that Rebbe Shachter walked?